So if we think about who is unlikely to benefit from neoadjuvant therapy in terms of disease burden, patients who have multicentric cancer, patients who are not resectable with a lumpectomy because of the presence of an extensive intraductal component, and patients who have a diffusely abnormal mammogram due to calcifications where you cannot reliably include or exclude the presence of diffuse cancer, those things are not going to change with downstaging, and those women are not going to benefit from neoadjuvant therapy. So the ideal candidate for neoadjuvant therapy is a woman who has a unicentric cancer, which is large in relationship to the size of her breast, and therefore there is no absolute magic number. You can take a 6-centimeter cancer out of a very large breast quite cosmetically, and you can't take a 3-centimeter cancer out of a small breast.